This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Conclusion that I've come to in this lockdown that you might think is completely crazy. Tell me if you think so. Every one of us is like a melody. Every human is like a melody, so that we are so unique because there is no melody the same.
I was just going to say, Marina, I'd be very interested to know what Stu's melody is.
I was zipping my tongue, right, because I was going to be nice. I wasn't going to say anything because I had some things going through my head about you, Gollum.
I particularly liked the kind of view from above. It looked like a maypole, maybe.
My dad actually built that maypole.
Is it in your back garden? Like most people, watching line, have you got a maypole?
No.
Expanding Horizons.
Good afternoon and welcome to Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. You just listened to the absolutely lovely laugh of Marina Bloom. And that was last year when we were on lockdown. Stu and I were doing that.
Yeah, she was in full bloom, wasn't she?
She was. She was great, wasn't she? Talking about a maypole. How's things, Stu? So, anyway, Stu, I'm here, Colt, and Stu's here next to me. So, how's things, mate?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, and it's a beautiful day. The weather's good, but you're a little under the weather.
Oh, I'm under the weather. The weather's on top of me today, I'm afraid.
It is. That's right.
Pull up with me, mate.
But you've come into the studio because that's the kind of guy you are.
Oh, well, I didn't want to leave you on your own, did I?
Trooper.
Because otherwise you would have been on your own because our guest is unexpectedly waylaid with child-rearing duties.
Yes, fair enough.
So Lyndon would have been here.
Family first.
We'll book him in later at some other time, won't we?
Yeah,
his partner's out doing the mosque commemoration.
Sure.
So,
and
she works for TVNZ.
Another downside of that is that we could have put our feet up today.
Yeah, we could have done all the work. I could have rested my voice.
That's right, because Lyndon just would have gone for it.
I think he's just saving up for the extra stories for when he's on next. So if you're out there, Lyndon, yeah, I hope things are going well with the kids and all that kind of stuff.
Yep, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, we will. Mate, last week, busy week, a few more songs. What did we do last week? I can't even remember the songs we played.
Yeah, well, I mean, confession time, I wasn't here. Because I was doing 48 hours.
That's right.
It might have sounded like I was here, but I wasn't.
We recorded that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Because we would have had the Raw Collective, but the gig was cancelled.
That's right. But we had lots of good music on.
Yeah, and you can go to plainsfm.org.nz and look up Expanding Horizons, and you can download that show and listen to it at your leisure. And I'm sure you're now. You just preempted some of the chat that you're going to have today by mentioning that you were actually doing the 48 hours.
Yeah, this time last week I was in Hagley Park doing some filming, battling cicadas.
Oh, really? Oh, that noise.
Yeah, the noise. So it wasn't the smartest location choice, but 48 hours. The Vista Foundation 48 hours happened last week for most of the country, apart from Auckland, because Auckland was in lockdown. Or at level 2, 3, whatever they were at. So they actually had the choice of doing it last weekend or doing it this weekend.
Oh, okay.
So it's on again. For the first time, it's covered 2 weekends.
Right. So I'm sure you'll tell us some more in a minute, won't you?
Yeah, I'll tell you some more. I'll regale 48-hour stories. Yeah.
Right. We should probably crack into some music, I think.
So we're doing some sort of high tea.
Some high tea ones, yeah. So songs about or bands related to the eating and drinking of high tea. But start off, this has nothing to do with high tea. This is the fantastic Canterbury band Mirrors.
Oh,
they've
cool.
just released a new single.
And video.
As well. So get on YouTube. The song is called Love in My Own Time. So that's Regan and Susie.
Yep.
So, yeah, here we go. So Love in My Own Time with Mirrors and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
I was waiting for you, my Horizons, offering an eclectic mix for the discerning listener.
On Plains FM 96.9.
That's right, you are spending your afternoon with Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
You like it or lump it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, they probably like it because otherwise they'd turn it off, right? But you're with Stu and Cole, and that was Sugar, If I Can't Change Your Mind. And before that, we had Mirrors, Love in My Own Time.
Yeah,
it's
that's
great. That new track.
Yeah, it's a banging track, isn't it?
It was a good one, wasn't it? I liked it a lot.
I'm pretty sure they played that in here when they.
Oh, I think they might have when they came in. Yeah. So Regan and Susie, keep your eye out for Mirrors. They'll be around town and you can get out there and have a watch.
That's right, and they're a reflection of some of the talented artists that we have in town.
Very clever. Yeah. Talking of reflecting, I'd like you to reflect on your 48 hours in more depth, Stu.
All right.
So first of all, what did you get as your theme or whatever it was?
So our random genre was Race Against Time.
Right.
All right. And there were also four compulsory elements. One was an invisible object, an invisible object, and that could be anything physical or metaphorical as well.
Right.
Okay. A character who had to be a reluctant hero or an anti-hero, or there was another type of hero which has gone from my head. You had to have a heartbeat, and there was also, which I'm going to give you now.
Dun, dun, dun.
A reaction shot.
Yeah. Okay.
So you had to have those things in there, and that was, I think, that was it.
So that's quite a lot, really.
Yeah, so most of them are easy. I mean, reaction shots are very easy. Like, just about everything that actors
just
do.
A camera or something.
Yeah, well, everything actors do is a reaction, right?
Oh, okay.
So you can tick that off. Yeah. You don't need one of those Days of Our Lives reaction shots that they had at the end of every scene, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where the camera would zoom in on their face and they'd turn and look up to the ceiling.
Looking very puzzled.
Yeah, that's right. So that was that. We made a film called Raspberry and Cola, which is, as it sounds, it's about a relationship breaking up and the efforts of one of the characters to try and hold the relationship together.
Okay.
Mm.
Interesting.
And so the catalyst is wanting two cups or ordering two cups of raspberry and cola and getting a cup of raspberry and a cup of cola, and that kind of sparks the rest of the film.
Oh, okay. Mm. Nice. So you enjoyed making it? It was good fun?
Oh, it was good fun. And shout out to Beth and shout out to Charlotte, who acted in it and did a good job and put up with my shenanigans. And
Did you get the script written on Friday night?
Yeah, I did. I finished it about 2 a.m.
Oh,
I
gosh. Think. Right.
And then we didn't start filming until about 1.
Oh, okay.
Just did everything at Hagley Park, North Hagley Park, just past the Botanical Gardens entrance there.
Yep.
So, it was good. It was a good day. It was nice weather. And as I said, lots of cicadas. I'm pretty happy with it. There's a couple of sound bits that I'm not as impressed with, but it's 48 hours. And also, I went to a wedding on Sunday, so that was 4 hours out of the 48.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That sort of cuts into it.
Yeah, but the wedding was great too.
Which is all right.
Yeah.
Which is what you want.
Yeah, it was, had a nice piece of fish.
Yeah, good for the meal. That's the thing to remember about the wedding. You had a good bit of fish. Nice.
It was good. It was good. So a good weekend, yeah.
So long and thanks for all the fish.
Yeah, that's right. As they say. So I think you might be able to, I guess as long as you've got the link, you can actually watch the heats online this year. So you can actually check out all the films. There is a live screening that's happening at Little Andromeda. In a week or so's time, but that's just for cast and crew only.
Oh, okay.
But they're going to be live streamed, so that's a little bit of a difference this year.
Okay.
So if you are interested, I've been banging on about this for 5 years.
Yeah, that's right.
48 hours.
If you're a regular listener, you won't have missed it.
No. Then what you can do is you can check out on YouTube 48 hours and subscribe to that channel, and you'll be able to watch my film and other films, I think, up and down the country.
Some good viewing on a Saturday night.
Well, that's right. A Sunday, Monday and a Tuesday. From there, they'll be uploaded to the 48-hour screening room.
Right.
But not everybody does that. Probably about 50% of entries actually make it into the 48-hour screening room.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Right.
So, fun times.
While you're watching those on YouTube, you might be thinking, I might have a cuppa. Well, we just had some sugar, which always makes it sweeter, right?
Give me some sugar.
Yeah, and so you might have cream in your cover. So this is Cream with their track Badge, which was off their last album, I believe.
Right.
So here we go, Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
Quality assured and content approved by Lexia.
That's right. Lexia probably sitting back having a cup of tea, cup of coffee. So that was Humble Pie, the great Steve Marriott, Peter Frampton band, with their track Black Coffee. And before that, we had Cream from their last album, Badge.
I've had to eat a bit of that over time.
What's that, Humble Pie?
Humble Pie, yeah.
Sure a few people have, hey? But so you might have picked up, we're doing songs related to High teas. Or afternoon teas or coffees and that kind of stuff.
Now, speaking of mixtures, you've been watching something that's actually been out for a while.
Yeah, I've been watching a few documentaries actually over the last couple of weeks there on Netflix. But I watched one called Icarus, which was quite interesting. And initially it was the chap was a cyclist, amateur cyclist, and for whatever reason wanted to see if really there was effects of EPO.
Right.
So he did some HAUTE. It's probably the hardest amateur cycle race in the world. He did it. And then he managed to get him. So he had a friend at some university, did drug testing, he put him onto someone else when he got kind of cold feet about the whole thing and didn't want his career ruined. Puts him onto this Russian chap who works at the Russian doping, you know, like testing. This guy was really open about it. He was like, yeah, he was up for it. We'll give you, I'll show you how to avoid tests and all that kind of, you know, positives and freezing urine. And then the guy goes to the States, the Russian guy goes to the States, and there's a whole load of stuff. Anyway, he gets on the regime, he's needling himself and doing all this kind of stuff. But then it's no longer about this cycle race. It just blows out to the big Russian doping thing. And this guy from Russia, his life's being threatened.
Wow.
So at the end of the movie, you find him, he's in...
a ditch?
witness protection in the United States. Right. His wife and kids are still in Russia.
Right.
They've got... Everything's been taken off him. And, he's in witness protection. It's pretty mad.
Yeah, it's shocking. Shocking.
Pretty mad. And it just he explained how they did everything, because this company developed these caps that the only way to get them off was to break them, supposedly. So you've got the A and B samples.
Yeah.
Go to different rooms in the labs and all that kind of stuff. But, the Russians worked out how they could do it, how they could change them. And it was really interesting. They were carrying urine samples across the border and doing all the crazy stuff, man. So, yeah, Icarus, it was pretty interesting. It's about 2 hours.
Big business, isn't it?
Big business. There's a lot of money in it. A lot of chest beating for those, you know, it's like, it's that whole Cold War thing again, right? You know, like Russia and our way of the world is better than the US way of the world.
Oh, that's right.
The US is mad for, you know, their system.
And speaking of that, there's a TV series called For All Mankind, which you can check out on Apple TV. I think it's an Apple TV original, which is set during the Cold War in the late 60s, early 70s, and it's all about the space race, but it's an alternate history. So it starts off with the Soviets actually making it to the moon first and landing on the moon, first man on the moon, and the impact that had on the United States in terms of it wasn't them first.
Yeah.
So it centres on a number of astronauts and other workers at NASA. And then, as I said, it's an alternate history, so some things happen the way they did, other things don't, but they used new, real characters and all real names of characters.
Yeah, right.
Which is pretty cool. And the spoiler, but the second episode of the first series ends with the Russians again beating the Americans to the moon, and the cosmonaut flips up their helmet, and it's a woman.
Ooh.
So first woman on the moon. Yeah, so they did both, you see.
Yeah.
So it's it's kind of cool.
And after I watched Hidden Figures and the way that NASA was not interested in those women who were very competent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't know much of it was true, but it doesn't surprise me. The guys in white shirts.
On For All Mankind, a woman has just made it into the main NASA operations team, whatever they're called, flight center, control teams.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty cool as well. And everybody smokes, like...
Oh, yeah. That was the time, the 60s or whatever.
Yeah, I wanted to go out and buy a packet.
Yeah.
Not really, but...
You've probably had a sore throat just like watching it, hey?
Yeah, that's right.
Nicotine patch on. You saying that, though, like in the midweek, I read an article on the BBC and talking about Russia and China getting together to put a lunar base.
Oh, wow.
They're going to do it.
Cool.
And not that very far away, you know.
So a scientific base, or what's happening on For All Mankind, a military base?
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's very interesting, right?
Mm.
Very interesting. And the Perseverance has just landed, it's landed a couple of weeks ago, didn't it, on Mars?
Yeah.
And I was looking at some photos of that. I mean, it's just a desert, but it could have been on Earth. You don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, anyone out there who thinks I am. I'm just saying, you know, like, it looks very, what's the word, you know, like, common or comfortable, or you feel like I've seen that before. You know, but Perseverance is up there, right? So
interesting.
It's interesting times,
Stu. Ever since I started watching The Expanse, I've kind of got into space again, so I'm really excited about For All Mankind.
Yeah sounds good, hey.
It's just it's very interesting looking at planets and stars. And
I was just reading on the BBC, and I'd read before about this lady who in the 20s and 30s was the one who worked out how you could work the distances between galaxies.
Sure.
And before her, before she did all this work with glass plates, they just believed that it was only our galaxy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
she proved it. And then from her work came Hubble's. And she died before Edwin Hubble did what he did. And she never knew. They changed the name of the law to be her laws. I think it's like Leavitt's law or something like that.
Okay.
All the work she did.
Yeah, it's cool.
Interesting, hey?
That is.
Right. Now, we've just had some cream and we've had some coffee and we talked about sugar. The other thing people quite often like in their high tea is some milk. So this is Billy Bragg with the Milkman of Human Kindness, and you're on Expanding Horizons.
Expand your horizons on Plains FM.
Wrap me up and seal me in, 'cause I don't wanna see the falling rubble I'm standing in. It all breaks down to me.
What's to blame is sitting here.
We're an eclectic mix.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. Expanding Horizons, doing it live, 96.9 FM.
That's right. We're live every Saturday.
And we go the distance, don't we?
We do go the distance. And that was Cake. People like a bit of cake with their afternoon tea. And that was the distance. And before that, we had Biscuit Barrel, because a bit of a biscuit. And that was China Drum, who I like. They were great out in the 90s. Drummer was the singer.
Right.
You don't see a lot of drummers who sing.
Phil Collins.
Yeah, well, Grant Hart from Buskadoo.
But you're right.
It's not something you see a lot.
No. Dave Grohl.
We'll stop with that then. That was a silly comment, Colin. And before that, we had the Milkman right at the top. Milkman of Human Kindness by the great Billy Bragg.
This is good. Three in a row.
People like a bit three in a row, don't they? Yep. Stops them listening to us.
It's our three-piece pack.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, bit of football going on in the week, wasn't there? Bit of the old Champions League, Europa League, bit of Premier League.
Boys in red through.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? They showed the potential that they got, didn't they?
Yeah.
Fabinho, well, right? Greatest number six in the world, so the BBC said.
They've always been good in Europe. They get up for those big European nights.
Yeah, that's right.
Even though it wasn't at Anfield.
No, that's right.
It was in Budapest, I think, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Can't remember. So these weird home games that are going on away.
Yeah, they're all over the place, aren't they, because of COVID. Yeah.
But with Liverpool's losing six in a row at Anfield, they're probably pretty happy to get out of there. And after this weekend, they have 3 weeks off. So that'll be interesting.
Because Europe.
Yeah. There's the international window.
International window.
And FA Cup as well, I think.
Oh, right. So that'd be good. I don't know who England's got in the international window.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, isn't it all signed, sealed for the Europe League?
I've seen
that Gareth Southgate's been out at a few games watching.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I was thinking to myself this morning, as boring as Villa were going forward, they're pretty solid at the back with Ings. If Ings doesn't get a go for England, because he's looking pretty good, Danny Ings. Not Danny. No.
He plays
Tyrone Mings.
Tyrone Mings.
I knew it was I-N-G-S on the end.
Yeah, Ings is injured. And he's at Southampton.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Tyrone Mings.
Yeah, he's
looking pretty good at the back.
Yeah,
well, I think England got some good defenders, actually.
They are spoiled for choice all over England.
And I'm not talking about that donkey that they've got playing at the centre-back in United either. Donkey. But they've got some other good fullbacks, haven't they?
That
Reece James, Chelsea, quite like him.
All those attackers. I mean, you throw Phil Foden in there as well.
Yeah, Phil Foden's looking good, isn't he?
He's a good young player. Grealish.
Saka. Just got to put him in there. Emil Smith-Rowe. He probably won't get a run, but he's quite good.
And they've even got some half-decent keepers as well, maybe.
Yeah, want a player taken out?
Jordan Pickford. He's the one. That's right. But Dean Henderson's all right. And Ramsdale's all right. I think he's an English keeper. It might be Welsh.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
They've got a few. Nick Pope.
Yeah, Pope's pretty good, isn't he?
They have. So there's plenty of choice Burnley, there. Yeah, there's plenty of choice, which they haven't always had.
Yeah.
And up front, Kane, Sancho, Sterling.
It's all going on.
Whoever else.
It's all going on.
Rashford.
I tell you, talking of Sterling, that City team, they're just doing the business, aren't they?
They are, unfortunately.
Yeah. You know, like, they just took whoever it was apart in midweek, didn't they?
Southampton,
yeah.
Yeah. Who Danny Ings plays for.
That's right, the real Ings I was talking about, not Tyrone Mings. Sorry, Tyrone, I'm sure he's concerned.
Yeah. So plenty of football as the season, well, it's not winding down, but I think there are 10 games to go.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's kicking on. Talking of kicking on, we got a couple of more tracks. We've got loads of tracks today, right? We're going to do another Sugar one. Because people like things super sweet.
Yes.
And this is Changes, and you are on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM. We'll be right back.
Jill and Cole on Expanding Horizons. We're an eclectic mix.
I do not know what Bob was doing then, but that was Sugar with another track. We played one right at the top of the show, and that was Changes, both of which were off their Copper Blue album, come out in the 90s.
That outro bit there sounded like something from a Martian landscape.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? It did, yeah.
Call back to our earlier conversation.
That's good old Bob Mould.
Right, yeah.
From Husker Du, and that's a great track, right? So you've had all these songs about stuff to do with tea, biscuits and cream and coffee and...
Now, someone else that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome, right?
Is Stephanie Beck.
She's awesome, right? Yep. Steph Beck. And the other week she was over there at Littleton organising that whole Women's Voices show, which was great.
Yep.
Next Saturday night, she is a part of the Made in Canterbury performance.
Right.
Steph's on at 8 o'clock at night, and it's on at the Isaac Theatre Royal.
Cool.
And there's a whole load of people on all day. Nice. Like, it's a long list of people.
Yeah.
And Steph's on in the evening, 8 to 8:45, I think it says on the poster, and $18. So you can just look up Made in Canterbury. It's probably on all the normal platforms. And, yeah, definitely, she's awesome, right, Steph?
Mm.
And looking forward to her coming back in later, later in the year and playing some of her new stuff. I know she's been working on a new EP. And, yeah, she's 100% awesome, right?
She is.
So get along, get your ticket, $18, Made in Canterbury. So Isaac Theatre Royal, which is a great venue for all that kind of stuff. And her voice will really be magnificent in that place.
Magnificent.
I tell you what, I know we're not going to play now because it's 8 minutes long, but in the week I've been kind of getting into Beth Hart.
Right.
I'd kind of been on the periphery of listening to Beth, and I just listened to a few. Man, what a voice that girl's got. Blues singer. Yep. Her soul, and she's amazing, eh?
Yeah.
Had a hard life, I guess. You know, that whole, if you want to sing about the blues, you should have had them, I guess. But she didn't choose to do it. But, she's great, hey, Beth Hart. So if you get a chance to have a listen to Beth, especially some of the live stuff she does.
Yeah, there's a lot of her live stuff. I think from that one gig seems to be...
Yeah, Albert Hall one.
Yeah,
that's right. There's also... there's one where she was playing with John Bonamassa, this guitarist.
Right.
And our good friend Martin Sharp, so Sharpie, if you're listening, I know that you love John Bonamassa, and he saw him many years ago here in Christchurch. He's a guitar guru, this guy. I think he's been playing guitar since, you know, John Bonamassa, that is, not Martin, since the tender age.
Yeah.
And, he does some stuff with Beth, and it's fantastic, right?
Nice.
So, yeah, look it up. YouTube it. And talking to guitarists, next week, we've got Rob, right? Rob Tate is coming in with the bridge pin. His new, what were we going to say, group?
Or duo.
Duo activity. Distraction that distracts him from everything else. But I don't know. Anyway, but he's not playing anywhere tonight, though.
Right.
Because they're not anywhere. They're doing some private wedding. Nice. Can't go to turn up to that, can you?
No. So he'll be in next week with you because I won't be here.
Ah, Stu. Leaving me on my own all the time.
I know, with Rob too.
Dangerous sounding. Yep. Anyway, we'll get through it.
Yep.
But yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
It'd be very good. And that, again, we spoke about it last week, probably the week before that. We've got a lot of live bands and artists coming into the studio.
Yeah, we have, haven't we?
Kicking off from next week.
Really. With Rob. We've got the Encouragement Kids.
Encouragement Kids coming in.
Yeah.
Adam Hathaway and the Haunters.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
That'll be good.
They just released a new album, haven't they?
And
some on-the-phone jobs.
On-the-phone jobs. And you were talking about the Carnivorous Plant Society.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. We've got them on the phone. And on one day, we've got two phone interviews just because they can't get in the studio because they're driving.
Right.
You know, they're going to be on tour, the Carnivorous. They're playing Littleton, I think, Akarawa here in Christchurch.
And they are a band. They're not some group of people that get together and look at their Venus flytraps.
Or Day of the Triffids or anything like that.
No.
And Miles Calder, that's the other one. Yep. I tell you, the Autopilot Life, I think, is the name of the album from Miles Calder. I was listening to that the other day. It's superb.
Nice.
It is really good. And he'll be chatting to us on the phone as well.
Yeah.
So that's
plenty of local talent.
Yeah, plenty of stuff coming on. And
plenty of chat, music and banter.
Yeah. And I was just going to say, if you wanted to come on. anyone wants to come on. Not you.
I'm already on.
Don't want you on.
I'll come on.
Yeah, yeah, you come on, Stu. That would be good. And, yeah. But anyone else out there who's thinking, hey, I could do better than them blokes, get on here.
Yeah,
come on, come and have a go if you think you're hard enough.
If you think you're hard enough, have you got something to talk about?
Because we don't.
Want to give someone a shout-out? Want to promote something?
We should do a shout-out to some of those people who's listening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
James.
Yeah. Oh, J-Law.
J-Law. J-Law. Hey, yeah, that's good. J-Law.
And we probably shouldn't say too much about it, but some sort of promotion is going to be coming up soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. We've got something in the pipeline.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yep. Yeah. You're talking about my little promotion?
Your little promotion, yeah. That,
yeah, yeah. That's coming up.
That's in the wings.
That's in May, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll promote the...
We'll do a bit of promo on that.
Out of there.
Yeah, that's right. The other person is Bill. Bill and Cronenberg and Annie.
Oh,
they were listening in. They were listening in. Sorry.
It's all right.
So that's good.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So we got plenty of live listeners. People often ask us about that. How many people are listening live? And we say heaps.
Yeah, lots.
Lots.
But we don't know for sure.
It's
but we know that.
Uncountable. It's so many.
Yeah, it's just too much. It's too much, too much. Right. Are we nearly to the end, aren't we?
We are, yeah, thankfully.
That's all right. Drag that out nicely.
Yeah, nearly 5 minutes of padding.
That's all right, though.
It's all good.
Well, because the Beth Hart song was 8 minutes. It would take us over, and we don't want to get
No, we don't.
Get in trouble.
No,
we'll play it next week.
That's right. We do have to kind of wait for the computer to kick over there, so before we do anything.
Trade
secrets.
But the this afternoon, Saturday afternoon, is the mosque commemoration.
Mm.
That's going down there at Horncastle Arena, I think.
Right, yeah.
And that's why Lyndon's not here.
Yeah.
He's organising kids. So, Lyndon, if you're listening, hope you had a lovely time with the kids. Didn't tear your hair out, like that. Or your beard, what you grew during lockdown. I remember that. Don't know.
All right. Enough.
It's probably time then we got up.
And got down.
And got outside.
And I won't see you next week, but Colin will be here.
I'll be here.
He'll be here with Rob, so we'll see you then.
All right. Bye.